I feel the weight of a man on me.
Your boobs are perfect. Your hair is down to there. If I were you, I would walk around naked all the time.
Yes!
Welcome to Your Time with Kim Iverson. She's your girlfriend, and she's here for you now.
Have you ever wondered how American women are perceived overseas? You know, how they're perceived maybe by Brits or Australians or, you know, it's funny because this woman who we're going to have on the show next, she actually is a British dating expert. She's written a couple of books. She has a website. And she actually did a study with 1,000 British men asking them what they think of American women. So I know I haven't chatted with her yet, so I don't know exactly what her study is going to say. But I did decide to ask my British friend what he thought of American women. And he writes me back and says, easy lays with nice teeth. He's British, and he says that about American women. Easy lays with nice teeth. Can you believe that? I wonder if that's what the other 1,000 British men think. We're going to find out next. This is Your Time with Kim Iverson.
Give her a call. 888-9-CALL-KIM.
You're hot. Very hot.
You were sexier when you weren't talking.
We are so not having this conversation.
There's really not much sexier things in the world than a British man. I mean, they are so sexy. They just open their mouths and start talking with that really hot accent. They could say anything. They could say insults, and you will end up thanking them. Well, how do British men perceive American women? We know we love them, but do they love us? With us tonight is dating expert and founder of dating website iloveyouraccent.com, which is a great website that helps connect singles from both sides of the pond. So if you want to snag yourself a Brit, go to that website, iloveyouraccent.com. She actually conducted a study with 1,000 British men asking them how they view American women. She's with us tonight. Rochelle Peachy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim. Hi, everybody. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So how do British men perceive American women?
Well, they love American women. They think they're a lot less uptight than their British counterparts.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
That is the good. That's a good plus.
Yeah. They also think that a little easier to get into bed than the uptight Brits.
How is that possible?
I've never tried to get an American woman into bed, so I don't
so
know.
You don't know.
But
I've just always assumed that in Europe, because, you know, Europeans are just so much more relaxed when it comes to sex and pornography and, it just seems to be way more out in the open. Nudity is more accepted in Europe. And so in my mind, and it seems like just sex in general is...
You would think so. I think with these British men, an American woman, they can say anything and maybe the clothes just come off. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
it's probably
what
true.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, there's not much sexier than, you know, a British man is pretty
damn hot.
That's
why I've been here for 12 years and I will not lose my accent.
No, you have to keep it.
I'm going to keep it, absolutely.
Okay, so we're viewed as, we're not as uptight, obviously, because we're willing to take our clothes off. So what else do they think of us?
They think a lot easier to get along with, a lot more relaxed. We are perceived as uptight, a little bit snobby sometimes, but that's because we don't say hello on the street the way you do here. We don't chit chat in the supermarket. We get our shopping and we come out. We don't how are you? What you do? We don't do that. So when someone goes to England and they find that they're saying hello to people and they're looking at them like, do I know you? But we may be perceived as being a bit snobby or a bit stuck up and whatever. But it's not that. We just don't. We're much more reserved.
Do you find in your dating website, iloveyouraccent.com, do British men complain about the rules that American women have? I mean, I'm sure they're a bit different.
Now, American women tend to buy the dating books and read them and stick absolutely to the rules.
Yes.
You know, oh, my goodness, I must not kiss until the third date, no sex until the fifth date, I mustn't do this, I mustn't do that. You know, we don't even buy those books. British women don't buy the books. They may buy one, read one page and throw it away. American women, according to the men that we surveyed, they think that American women do
all these rules.
Their rules.
Yeah.
If he calls you on a Friday, don't go out with him because that means someone else let him down. So hold it over until the next week. British women don't do that.
And so the British men kind of feel